Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Squire Back to the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I've been giving you that opening to this show for 21 years. 21 years ago, this week, I started talking about, it's 12 after, I'm glad you're here, on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're celebrating our 21st anniversary, and the beginning of our 22nd year. We're doing that this week, all week. We're a little extra obnoxious, a little bit more obnoxious than we usually are on our anniversary week. And we went nuts last year with the 20th anniversary. But I want to tell you a story. I like telling the story, and I think you like hearing it. I've been told that you do, hearing the story about how all this mayhem got started. I had my own consulting company back in the 90s, and I was dealing strictly with small business owners. And I realized they didn't have anywhere to go to really find out what was going on in their world. Not it wasn't handy. But here was the main thing I learned. I learned that they didn't like to ask questions because they were afraid if they asked somebody a question, it would make them feel as if they were not competitive, like maybe they didn't know something. Even though they didn't know it, but they didn't like the feeling of other people knowing that they didn't know something that they thought they should know. They thought everybody knew this or that. Well, the truth is, they weren't correct about that. But it gave them that feeling, and so they weren't asking the questions. So when I had my consulting company, they would ask me because I was a confidential consultant. But I realized that there are millions of small business owners across the country who didn't have a consultant that they were working with. From tiny startups like I was once to companies with 40 or 50 employees like the ones that some of the clients I had. So I started, after several years, I said, you know what? Somebody should be talking to small business owners every day. Every weekday, somebody should be talking to small business owners about bringing them information and letting them just listen. Just get the information by listening, and then they could say, hey, yeah, that's the answer to that question. In any given day, they'd get one piece, maybe just one little bitty nugget that would make them a little smarter and make them feel that they knew something now that they didn't have to ask somebody else. They could get it from the show and feel a little bit more empowered, a little bit more confident. And they could take that information and move on and build on that. And then they could ask maybe a little bit smarter question than the basic question. And that would be a little easier for them. So, consequently, I started looking around. This was 97. I started looking around. I said, if anybody else is doing this, I'm not going to do it. If I can find anybody else doing this on the radio. This is, folks, the Internet was literally a baby. There was no broadband. Everything was dial-up, and there was no e-commerce. It was literally a baby, and the jury was still out on the Internet. And so, I mean, most people did not have a website. Most people did not have a website, including big companies, in 97. Email was just kind of getting started across the marketplace. And so I said, if anybody else is doing this, I won't do it. I'll support them. When I got to looking around, there was nobody else doing it. There was one-hour show on Saturday. That was it. I'm trying to think of the guy's name who did it. I'll say it in a minute. But turns out no one else was doing it. And so I decided that I would do that. I would mount that show. And I took several months to put it together, to plan it, to strategize it, to find a network. And I did. And so on Monday, November 17th, 1997, I broadcast the Small Business Advocate Show for the first time. And I've been here ever since. 5 days a week. The show is right here for you, and 2 hours every day. And then, of course, about 2 years later. And by the way, that was in November of 97. 2 months later, January of 98, I started simulcasting on the internet. Think about that, folks. Most people, there was no broadband. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, IBM and Ford didn't have broadband. They probably had some of their installations, but most of them, no. Everybody had dial-up. That's how AOL got started. And so I started simulcasting on the internet. Now, you find anyone out there who's been simulcasting, it'll be hard for you to find anybody else who's still on the radio, who's still a syndicated show, who's been simulcasting since 1998, January of 1998, right here, waiting on the broadband to really kick it off, make it. And of course, when I say simulcasting, what that means on the internet is that you're worldwide. From day one, I've been syndicated on the radio in local markets around the country, but I've been worldwide on the internet. Anybody who could dial up or log on or whatever, who could get to a computer, anybody on the planet, and we've heard from people all over the world, could listen to my show. And we've been that way ever since. And 2 years later, we started capturing the show and turning them into podcasts. And we've created tens of thousands of podcasts, 2,600 a year. We produce 2,600 podcasts a year from the segments that I do here on this radio show. Every segment you hear is archived. Every segment you hear me do with a guest or like this when I do it myself, just me and you. Every one of those have been archived all these years now. Tens of thousands of those segments. So people could go back and listen to them again if they want to. Or maybe for the first time. But we've been making that available on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is also 21 years old. That went live in October of 1997. So that's the story of how the Small Business Advocate Show began. And it was all about helping small business owners get answers to questions that they probably wouldn't ask somebody else. And I have done everything I can do within my power and my ability to accomplish that mission. And I think I've done that. When I come back after the break, I'm going to talk about another thing that's another anniversary and a little bit more about how things have changed since I started doing this. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I thank you for being part of that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.